This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on
whether President Trump is immune from criminal prosecution.
Senator Mitch McConnell announces,
this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
Massive Texas Panhandle wildfire.
They have bulldozers on the south flank of this fire.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear the Trump immunity case on federal election interference charges. CBS's Jan Crawford.
President Trump lost in the Court of Appeals on this issue. The Court of Appeals, in a unanimous ruling with Republican and Democratic appointees, said that he does not have that kind of sweeping, absolute immunity from prosecution. So he went right to the Supreme Court and asked the court to put a hold on this case. Now, today, the court is saying the case will remain on hold, but they're also granting a request by the special counsel, Jack Smith, to consider the merits of this case. They're going to decide this case, and they're going to decide it relatively quickly. They're setting arguments for the week of April 22nd.
That means there could be a decision by the end of June. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I expect that they will uphold what the D.C. Circuit said. That was a detailed 57-page opinion.
And congressional leaders reach a deal to keep the government running past this Friday. CBS's Allison Keyes.
In a bipartisan statement, leaders say negotiators have reached agreement on six bills, including transportation and the interior. They say the bills will be voted on prior to March 8th. A second package of bills, including defense and homeland security, will be finalized and voted on before March 22nd.
Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky plans to step down as GOP leader.
I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November.
Political analyst Larry Sabato.
He doesn't control his caucus the way he once did. There are a lot of outliers in there. I think he just got tired of it, that plus the health problems.
Hunter Biden testifies before GOP-led House committees in a closed-door deposition and blasts the Republican impeachment inquiry and says he did not involve his father in his business dealings. After his physical, President Biden at 81 is fit for duty. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Physician to the president, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, states only one notable change since last year, and that's the use of PAP, or positive airway pressure therapy, at night for sleep apnea. There is also a note about a perceptibly stiffened gait since Biden suffered a foot fracture in 2021. The president has some seasonal allergies for which he takes over-the-counter medications, and he takes some prescription medications, including Crestor.
Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
cluster of wildfires is scorching the Texas panhandle, including a blaze that has grown into one of the largest in state history. Damage to some communities could be extensive. CBS's David Malkoff.
There are actually five active wildfires burning right now across 574 acres, the largest of which is the Smokehouse Creek Fire. That is the 500 of the 574 acres that we have. That is 0% contained at this point.
No deaths or injuries reported. In several Midwestern states, damage assessment and cleanup underway after severe storms across portions of Illinois to Ohio and areas of neighboring Kentucky and West Virginia. This man lives in the southwest Michigan town of Lawton.
We just got lucky that the trees did not hit the house because one came kind of close there and would have done a lot of damage.
Storms also caused damage at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Eight attempts were made to establish an IV line to put serial killer Thomas Creech to death by lethal injection. Idaho Department of Corrections Director Josh Waltz.
Once the medical team leader had determined that it would be unlikely that they were going to be able to establish IV access, that was when we halted the execution.
Creech, at 73, is one of the longest-serving death row inmates in the country. He was convicted in 1974 of killing five people in three states. Comedian Richard Lewis, known for dressing in black and exploring his neuroses, has died at 76. Lewis was a regular performer in clubs and on late-night TV. He appeared in the ABC series Anything But Love and the Mel Brooks movie Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Lewis appeared in a recent episode of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
Lewis, who had Parkinson's disease, died at his home in Los Angeles last night after suffering a heart attack, according to his publicist.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A movie about a beloved classic kids show hits the big screen soon. CBS's Monica Ricks explains.
AMC's releasing a new feature on Reading Rainbow called Butterfly in the Sky, a nod to its famous theme song.
Butterfly in the Sky.
The documentary on the beloved PBS series debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival last year. And according to Variety, it goes behind the scenes of the 80s show to tell the story of its creators, who inspired entire generations to love reading. It hits select theaters next month, then streaming in late April. Producers are also working on making it available in classrooms and libraries. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Oscars just got an infusion of Kennergy. Ryan Gosling will sing the Barbie pop ballad I'm Just Ken at the show on March 10th. Other performers include Billie Eilish and Phineas, John Batiste, Scott George and the Osage Singers, and Becky G. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.